Today we read again about the selection of the 12 apostles and their being sent out on mission. So vocation and mission. It's a familiar gospel because we had it on a Sunday a couple of weeks ago. And it's familiar because we always read about the 12 apostles. Before we try making any personal application, I'd like to start by connecting it to yesterday's gospel, try to get the context of this. Remember, yesterday, at the end of Matthew chapter 9, showed Jesus with deep concern for the vast crowds. He saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd, and his heart was moved with pity for them. And part of his response was to ask his disciples to pray for more laborers. Ask the harvest master to send out laborers for his harvest. That was the end of yesterday's gospel. Well, today we start with chapter 10. So immediately after, remember the chapter divisions are kind of artificial. As soon as he says, pray to the harvest master for more laborers, then he summons 12 of his disciples and appoints them as the 12 apostles. So what happened here? It doesn't say what happened, but you could speculate that, first of all, Jesus, seeing the sheep without a shepherd, wanted to provide shepherds. Not only that, he wanted people to have his own concern for the sheep. His heart was moved with pity. He wants his disciples' hearts to be moved with pity. And so when he says, now pray for more laborers, he probably was also discerning. Are any of them really going to pray for more laborers? Did they actually do what he asked? Apparently so, because he got these 12. In fact, maybe these 12 are the only ones of his disciples who actually did what he said, who actually prayed for more laborers. Isn't this what sometimes happens? No, if we come up with an idea, we are the ones who end up being appointed to do the thing that we brought up. So here, the apostles, they prayed for more laborers, and then they were chosen to be laborers themselves, or harvesters. Okay, so that's just a little bit of continuity from the heart of Jesus being moved with pity, his a recognition of the crowd as sheep without a shepherd, his desire that others share in his mission, and his request that we pray for more laborers, and then immediately afterwards, it's as if he answers his own prayer, right? You prayed, well now, these are the ones I'm going to choose, these 12, and they're listed by name here. Okay, let's then reflect a little bit on this. I like to take it from two different perspectives. You could say big picture and little picture, or you know, macro and micro, or universal and particular, if you want to use those terms. Both in light of who gets called and what they're called to do. So big picture, who gets called, micro picture, who gets called, big picture, what they're called to do, micro picture, what they're called to do. So let's start with who gets called. Well, all 12 of them get called. And all of us are called. Sometimes when people ask me if I think they have a vocation, I just say yes. Because everyone is called. Everyone's called by God to participate in the sharing of the kingdom. That's easy. But usually people, when they ask that, are saying, well, what's my particular call? What does God want me to do? And that's the more difficult one to answer, because I don't know what God has in mind for you. Let's pray. Let's discern. Let's see how God is at work. So, in the big picture, everybody's called. All 12 of the apostles are called. But on the specific level, personal level, each one of us is called in a unique way. That's why I always find it significant that the Gospels list the names of each one of the 12. Yes, there's a group, and we call them the apostles, but there's also Peter, and there's Bartholomew, and there's Philip, and there's James. Very specific, unique people, and that's true of us. All of us are called, easy. But I am called, you're called, Your call. Your call. By name, individually, uniquely, personally, as the apostles are. Okay, what are we called to do? Well, big picture. What's the mission? Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. Go into the whole world. Is that our mission? Yes. It's the mission of the whole church and of every member of the church. The gospel is for everybody in every place at every time. Yes. That's easy. I mean, it's easy to say that because there's no limits to the extension of the kingdom of God. There's no one for whom the good news is not intended. But then, go back to the little picture or the personal picture, and they say, well, okay, what about you? Where are you sent today? That's more like what Jesus says to the 12. First of all, the 12 are called, and in this particular gospel, he doesn't say go into the whole world. He says, don't even go to a Samaritan town. Don't go into pagan territory at this stage. He says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Start at home. Start with the people who are right in front of you now. And that's where every mission starts. We're all called to the whole world, but who of us is going to be going to Nigeria today, or to Ethiopia, or to the Middle East? Who is called to these places? Well, someone is, but maybe not me right now. You know, we have some visitors on their way here from the United States. They're somewhere over the North Pacific, probably right about now. They're arriving tonight, so they're passing through Japan, changing planes in Japan, and then down here to Manila. You can say, well, okay, here's some people who are on international scene. Are they called to bring the gospel to pagan territories and to Samaritan towns? Well, sure they are. Maybe they'll sit next to somebody on the plane who is curious about the gospel, doesn't know Jesus. Probably not, but maybe. Maybe. Will they meet somebody in the airport in Tokyo or in Narita and have an opportunity to proclaim the kingdom? Maybe. Maybe not. But the question isn't, are we sent to proclaim the gospel to the whole world? The question is, what about now? What about me? What about this person in this place at this time? And that applies to all of us. So here in the case of the 12, they were sent not to distant and difficult mission territories. They were sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Lost sheep. Just like Jesus said in yesterday's gospel. Or it was said about Jesus in yesterday's gospel. He saw the people as sheep without a shepherd, troubled, abandoned. They felt like they were lost. Lost sheep. It's a good description to recognize that the human family without God is sheep without a shepherd, is people who are in great need. And everybody's in that condition without God, all of us. Even us who are believers, when we lose our way, we get caught in sin, or we get distracted, or we forget our mission, but then we also are lost sheep. And so that's why we have to help one another, our own family members, our own neighbors, members of our communities. If you look at today's first reading, you see why the sheep of Israel are lost sheep, because they are going astray. They're being distracted by their abundance. They get a blessing, and instead of giving thanks to God, they come up with another idol. The more abundant their fruit, the more altars they build, meaning altars to pagan gods, false gods. They they're lost. So even though they receive blessings from the Lord, it doesn't draw them close to Him. What's the solution? The Lord says, well, now you have to be purified, to be stripped. All these riches that you have, that didn't do you any good. I'll take them away. That will help you. So the Lord is preparing them for a purification process. I'm just pointing this out because Jesus says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. How can they be lost sheep? They're the chosen people. Well, because anyone can be lost when we don't follow the Lord, when we don't respond to the gifts God gives us. So go to the mission is to go to the people to whom you're sent. Now, when we see the 12, yes, they're all apostles. All of them are apostles. But they weren't all sent to the same places to do the same things. We saw this last week or 2 weeks ago when we celebrated Peter and Paul. They're both apostles, completely different people, completely different personalities, backgrounds, and the territories to which they were sent completely different, even though they both ended up in Rome. Completely different mission, but both apostles, both pillars of the church. Well, this is true of everybody. One apostle might be sent to the Holy Land, one apostle sent to Iran, one apostle sent to India, like we know about St. Thomas, or to Rome, or to the Far East, or to Africa, or to BF Resort Village. See how everybody has a specific place to which they're called. And our response to the Lord isn't to say, okay, now I'm going to go into the whole world. That's unrealistic. The response is, I'll go where you send me, Lord. I'll go where you send me. Maybe you won't even send me out of my house today, or out of my neighborhood. But wherever you send me, I will go. That's the response of a faithful apostle. So all of us, the way of thinking about this is all of us are chosen and all of us are sent. All of us have a vocation. All of us have a mission. That's true. But we have to listen to find out what is my vocation? What is my mission? What is God calling me to do or say, or how does he want me to serve or sacrifice? That's specific to each one of us. But we build on this universal call so that we're never doubting it, we're never doubting that God has a plan for us, a good plan. And always listening, always discerning, well, what is his plan for me? What does he want me to do this morning? Oh, he got you here to Mass. That must have been the will of God. He called you here to Mass. But you're not going to stay in the chapel all day. Now what? Okay. Usually our mission is to fulfill responsibilities that we already have. But every day has another surprise, variations, different people, different occasions. And that's where we need to be radically dependent on the Lord so that he can continue to send us, that we can continue to be his instruments for the building up of his kingdom, for the sharing of the gospel of the kingdom of God.